Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the 1980s, Beverly Hills Cop was a hit. And that movie series produced many musical hits, one of which was The Heat Is On. Do you remember that song? Well, in Daniel 3, the heat is on. It is sweltering and sizzling, suffocating and sticky. It is a certain scorcher. The sun is out. The temperature is up. And the sweat is rolling down. Just ask Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Well, don't know them. Maybe you know them by their VeggieTale names, Shaq, Rack, and Benny. Well, some affectionately call them Your Shack, My Shack, and a Bungalow. But in Daniel 3, they're called by their Babylonian names, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Daniel 3:17 says, "If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us." It is the 6th century B.C. These three Hebrews are standing on the plain of Dura in Babylon. Three in the midst of 300,000. And these three Hebrews had better blend in, bow down, and sell out. That's the plan of Babylonian exile, is to assimilate, blend in, bow down, and sell out. King Nebuchadnezzar has made a golden statue. It's 12 feet wide and 125 feet tall. And he's made this decree: at the sound of music, everyone must bow down and worship my statue, or else in that same hour they will know firsthand that the heat is on. For Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, the heat was on. And when the heat is on, we are sometimes, all too often, willing to bend. We know, oh, we know, when the heat is on, and we are three in the midst of 300,000, when we are called to be unashamed of the gospel, when we are called to resist conforming to the present evil age, when we are called to confess the Son of God before men with the promise that He will then confess us before our Father in heaven, all too often we shrink back like cowards, craving the cool breeze of conformity, coveting the comfortable calm of compromise. There's a part of us that soaks up the air-conditioned Christian life, where there is no sweat, no perspiration, and plenty of Coke Zero. All too often, we say, or at least we think, it won't hurt if we do it just this once. Besides, no one will know. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are ready to take the heat. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us. At this point, it is as though our heroes are hanging from a crumbling cliff, looking below to ravenous sharks with a ticking time bomb strapped to their bodies. It is that bad, because Nebuchadnezzar has filled with rage, and he orders the furnace to be heated 7 times hotter. This death chamber even has a window on the side, just so spectators can watch the baking, the broiling, and the burning when the heat is on. Refusing to blend in, bow down, and sell out, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego are tied up and thrown into the blazing heat. And get this, the fire is so hot that it kills the men who take them up to the furnace. Now what happens when three stand up against 300,000? What happens when the baptized take a stand and neither turn to the right or to the left? What happens when believers say, enough is enough, I will not sell out? Well, let's allow Nebuchadnezzar to answer that for us in Daniel 3, verse 25. Look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looks like a son of God. There's always a fourth man in the furnace. Always. He is the same Son of God, Son of Man in Daniel chapter 7, coming with the clouds of heaven, approaching the Ancient of Days, and led into His presence. He is given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All people, nations, and languages worship Him. Daniel describes the same Son of God in chapter 12, who writes our names in His book, who is completely delivered us on the last day when our bodies are awakened from dust and enter into the fullness of eternal life, the paradise of God. For we have been baptized into His death. We were therefore buried with Him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ we were raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. This is true every time a child of God is baptized at our baptismal font. And the result for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's bold stand, the hair on their head isn't singed, their clothing is unaffected, and they don't even smell like smoke. The Son of God's protection is so thorough, so complete, so loving, that they don't even smell like smoke. The same Son of God enters the furnace once again, only this time it's one against the world. Jesus taking on the devil, our sinful flesh, and the world. And the heat is on. It is sweltering and suffocating, sizzling and sticky. It is a certain scorcher for sure. For the Palestinian sun is out and the temperature is up and sweat is rolling down the bloody body of Christ. It's hot as hell. Literally. Because Jesus Christ is taking the heat for all of your sin and all of mine. His cracked lips and His parched throat cries out, I thirst. 3 days later, Jesus came out of the fire alive, forever unbound, to make certain the promise in Isaiah chapter 43. When you walk through fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are bold confessors. They not only say, if we are thrown into the furnace, God will be able to save us, but also as true theologians of the cross, they make this confession in Daniel 3:18. But even if God does not save us now, we want you to know, O King, that we will not serve your gods or worship your image of gold. Today, God is empowering us to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, that there is new life in Him, freedom in salvation in Christ crucified. In the name of Jesus and in the power of the Holy Spirit, we refuse to blend in, bow down, and sell out to any person, ideology, philosophy, movement, or government that would rob us of the gospel. God, help us take our stand when the heat is on. Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen.